This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. In the last of what is known as the three I Ams of Paul, that dedicated believer wrote these words in Romans 1, 16 and 17, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the spiritual TNT, the power of God unto salvation, to everyone who believes, for the just shall live by faith." I like the fact that this last phrase is repeated three times in the New Testament. The just shall live by faith. It is the theme of Galatians, the just. Galatians 3, verse 11. The theme of Romans, shall live. Romans 1, verse 17. And the theme of Hebrews, by faith. Hebrews 10, verse 38. Knowing this truth that the just shall live by faith, how do we apply that truth to our lives? A dedicated believer in Zimbabwe, Africa, wrote these words about his commitment to Jesus Christ, how he lived out that truth, the just shall live by faith. Here is what that dedicated believer said. "I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit's power. The die has been cast. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I will not look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I am finished and done with low living, sight walking, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame visions, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I do not have to be right, tops, first, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience, am uplifted by prayer, and I labor with power. My face is set, my gate is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few, my guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the enemy, pander at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, or let up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, and preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I must go until He comes, give until I drop, witness until all know, and work until He stops me. And when He comes for His own, He will have no problem recognizing me. My banner will be clear. I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed." And the question today is this: are we?